What we want to do is to have a focused, enhanced and coordinated effort to deal with this illicit trade that is causing so much damage to our environment, depriving our state on an annual basis of at least €260 million in revenue. We have decent small-time traders being denied their legitimate trade because of this illicit trade. We have thousands of motorists, not just in the border region, but throughout the country, who have had vehicles destroyed by buying innocently contaminated fuel. And we also have the fuel spillages along roads. They have caused accidents as well. And we also have serious cost burden on local authorities in cleaning up those spillages. And we have to realise, and I saw them in person myself, and we've all seen them in photographs in newspapers and through the broadcast media as well, where you see the sludge byproducts, cubes of sludge, being dumped in drains, being dumped in fields, on hedges and along roadsides. And we know that that sludge byproduct comes from bleaching agents and sulfuric acid that is used in the laundering of diesel. It's reprehensible that the activities of these criminals, some of them have been identified by reputable investigative journals as belonging to paramilitary organisations and other criminals as well. And they have led a life of getting very large, ill-gotten gains. We have to have a coordinated effort between all the relevant authorities, north and south, through a dedicated body to deal in a comprehensive manner with this and to literally snuff out this trade.
Are you anticipating government support for this bill?
Well, I hope so. And actually, when I moved the bill in the Dáil this morning, the government have agreed that it go on to the next stage. And I would sincerely hope that this matter will win the support of all parties in Dáil Éireann, and particularly the government parties, which is essential for any piece of legislation to get through the Dáil based on the numbers. But I have to say, on walking just back to my office from the Dáil chamber, quite a number of members of the Oireachtas, both Dáil and Shannon, particularly from Fine Gael and Labour, stopped me, and they said they welcome that particular legislation and that individually they would be hoping that their own parties would support the legislation.